Audio is on, right? Here we are. Welcome to our pre-show for today, the 10th. I'm on the road today. By the time you see this, I'll either be in the airplane or I'll be at home. Or I'll be at Jackie's place in Weston, in Broward County, in beautiful South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area. And it's always great to get back to South Florida. It's a great, great, great memories, man. Great radio station, WIOD, that I worked at there. I worked at another great station there back in 1978, WSHE. I worked at She Radio in Davie. And it was licensed to Fort Lauderdale, WSHE, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Or Miami, Fort Lauderdale, something like that. But anyway, the station was in Davie, and I can't find it today. Can't even find that fucking radio station today. I can't find any reference to the station prior to the late Sonny Fox just passed on. God rest his soul. Sonny was the program director there in the 80s. But I was there in 78 with the Milner family and a group of, you know, some of the, I guess you could say some of the earlier jocks from that period in album rock radio history. She was a P1, you know, station. It was one of the top album rock stations in the country along with it. In those days, you talked about WNEW-FM, WPLJ in New York. You talked about KLOS and KMET in Los Angeles. You talked about KSAN in San Francisco. Okay, wait a minute. What's the one in Cleveland, man? The great Cleveland station. I can't even fucking... WMMR in Philly and the Cleveland station. Forget what Kid Leo was the music director there. WXYZ, right, in... who am I thinking of in Detroit? I'm losing track now, but go to any major market, and there was at least one. Boston had BCN in Boston, but they had a... BCN was one of the last of the freeform stations, I think. The jocks there still had a level of freedom in terms of picking the music, whereas all those other stations I'm talking about, including the ones I worked on, were very tightly formatted musically. Then I went to... I'm going to give the whole history of fucking album rock, but that's where I was in 1978. I split my year between that and WNOE-FM in New Orleans. Then that was that. Then, you know, a whole other incarnation of Phil Hendry, and I become a talk show host, and I return to Miami at WIOD. So, and it, every time I'm there, the city has changed. You know, when I was at SHE, I didn't stray much beyond Fort Lauderdale. I didn't get into Miami much at all. I had a girlfriend at the time who lived in Miami, but she generally made her way up to my neck of the woods. And we were all kind of hanging in Fort Lauderdale. Then when I got there at WIOD, the city had grown even more. South Beach was happening at that time all of a sudden. And Los Olas, Fort Lauderdale was much bigger and much crazier. And then when I went back this last time to see Jackie, my first trip back to South Florida in 25 years when I went back in May, and I'm telling you, well, was it the first trip? Yeah, pretty much. And Miami's just gotten huge, and Fort Lauderdale is huge. Just both cities are like L.A. and San Diego jammed together. Well, not quite as big as L.A., but Fort Lauderdale is like the size of San Diego, it seems. So it was beautiful to see. You know, I really love the way Fort Lauderdale looks. I thought Miami Beach looked really great, except they ain't got a whole lot of fucking sand. I don't know what they're going to do about their fucking, you know, in terms of the beach erosion going on there, man. It just ain't going to stop, and they're building motherfucking buildings on top of that shit, and they got no place to... Anyway, I guess they know what they're doing. All right, today is an encore show. And we're going to take you back to last year, not to the 10th of September, but to the 9th of September. And let me just bring up, while I'm on the subject here, let me see if I can find. Will we be? Ah, yes. Cool. I had no idea if I was going to be able to find this or not. I'm going to go back. Last year, something really ridiculous having to do with Margaret threatening to push Bud's eyeballs out with her thumbs. It's crazy. It's insane. Why, the woman's insane. Look at his eyes. He's mad. Look at his eyes. Also, thanks to Jeff Baker. It looks to me like we're going to be able to do a BSP chat tomorrow night from Fort Lauderdale at the BSP's and Only page at Facebook. And we will do that. And don't worry about how we do it. We're going to do it. It'll be beautiful, man. That's what I needed to talk to her about. God damn it. We'll figure it out. All right. So, everybody is so cool at that page, BSP page. Jeff has helped me so much in a lot of stuff. I love you, man, for doing that. Everybody. Rory, you know, I'm always giving you shit about the movies. Everyone really helps out sometimes because these last few weeks have been a kind of a rush of... There's been a lot of shit going on behind the scenes with other stuff besides the podcast, and it's put a shit pot load of pressure on my work schedule. So I apologize if I've seemed absent. And then I can't lie to you. The state of the country is driving me to distraction. I'm gonna have to, like, I got off of Twitter. Now I got to get up the fuck off of Facebook. At least get off my friends page. Okay, so what are we doing here? Behind me, by the way, you see the bar in which the bar fight takes place. If you can, anyway. let me get over to our. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Is this it? No wonder I'm having a hard time with this thing. Look at this. All right, welcome to our pre-show for today, the whatever the fuck it is. Oh, the 9th of September, 2019. Right now, I'm in Dubai, or I'm in the Maldives.
Wow.
I might be in Dubai.
Check it out, man.
We get the 7th, 8th, 9th. Yeah, I think we're not in the Maldives until...
I don't... Libertarian!
Love it. Give the kid...
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Tails.
Well, I... Good, I...
Frank, you know, I... You dare.
So you're doing it.
A lot of the coal miners in Western Pennsylvania. That's why a lot of great football players. What am I saying?
Oh, my Christ.
Now, come on.
All right. The UAE, or I'm in the Maldives. Mission of North Korea. Yeah, man. So this is interesting. I just hit upon this. I didn't mean to do this, but I guess we have a replay of a replay. I don't know. This classic, this Encore stuff, we may have to. What the hell happened to the goddamn mouse in this motherfucker? Where are you? There you are. God damn it. We may have to shit can the whole idea of Encore shows. I don't know. Not really, but this is like, we're back. Margaret threatens to punch Bud's eyes out with her thumbs. Let me see what we got here.
Yeah! The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Ah, okay. That's how it went down, huh? All right. Armstrong is one of those characters I never quite know what to do with. I just like that accent. I like that North Dakota, South Dakota, upper Midwest accent. So we'll see what happens here. On this one, from the 9th of September, 2016, this is the world famous Phil Henry Show with Margaret, Bud, and Jack Armstrong, baby.
Jack Armstrong was this guy. He talks like this. Yeah, he sounded like Lawrence fucking Welk.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go, man. And I suppose I didn't look at the, I should have looked at the levels, but fuck it. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a shit. We're going to look at the levels, and they are what they are, and they're going to be what they're going to be. All right. Here we go, man. And by the way, get a fucking light for the studio, Phil, so we're back in the lightness of the lightness, the unbearable lightness of being. All right. So this is it. Here comes the show. Thanks for watching our pre-show. Another short one, but what are you going to do? In this, the day and age of the pandemic, right? Yeah.